Summer is definitely the sexiest season. I mean, think about it. The days are longer, the nights are hotter, and your sex life is too. And if you're looking to turn up the heat, how about a little help from our friends at Promescent? Summer is all about things hot and steamy, so I highly recommend you add something extra and tap into Promescent's lineup of pleasure-enhancing products. I've been singing their praises for years, since they started, and for good reason. Because first up, we have the legendary Delay Spray. This is the MVP of lasting longer and keeping those eager penile nerves in check. You just do a quick spray, and you're set to outlast even the longest days of summer, ensuring the party doesn't end before you want it to. So you can have the mind-blowing climax you're now so very well equipped to reach, thanks to Promescent. It just helps you last longer without all the worry. And for women, Promescent's warming arousal gel is a fun pre-sex ritual. You just rub it into your vulva a few minutes before and you'll feel it start to tingle, warming up every nerve ending. So you'll feel that much more pleasure everywhere before you even get going. So it's kind of like the sure thing. So make sure this summer is the sexiest one yet. Check out promescent.com/Emily and get 15% off at checkout. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, discreet shipping, all the things. Promescent is your ticket to a more guaranteed good time. That's promescent.com/Emily. promescent.com/Emily for your exclusive discount. Check it out. Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. Do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a Magic Wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the Magic Wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades, and I've been obsessed with my Magic Wand. I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago, because now there are multiple iterations of the Magic Wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the Magic Wand Rechargeable, tiny with the Magic Wand Mini or Micro. Micro is really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure.
People have just had pain during sex. Maybe they've always had it, or now they have it after childbirth, or is it going through perimenopause? Where do we start with that?
Okay, well, that's an excellent question, and we see this all day. There are many ways, and vaginismus is an extremely complicated situation because what it really is, for the most part, is an involuntary spasm of the musculature, and it's completely unintentional, but it often will begin with the fear of feeling pain. So women tighten up, and it's like a locked door.
Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and on today's show, I'm joined by board-certified OBGYN, medical director of V-Spot MediSpa, and author, Dr. Carolyn DeLucia, to talk about the latest technological solutions for women's health. Topics include painless, easy procedures that can help women strengthen their pelvic floor. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com for all of our awesome blogs and posts that are going to help you have better sex. Find me on SiriusXM Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 10 East on Channel Stars 1.
609. You can get a free subscription at sexwithemily.com/SXM and just call them with your sex questions any night, even if you don't have Sirius. 888-947-8277. You can also find me on all social media. It's at Sex with Emily across the board. All right, guys, I hope you enjoy the show.
There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
I'm so excited to welcome my dear friend, Dr. Carolyn DeLucia. She's been on the show before. We met at conferences, essentially talking to doctors and spas about how to talk to women about their sexual health. She's a board certified OBGYN. She's a medical director at the V-Spot MediSpa in New York and the Viva Rejuvenation Center in New Jersey. And you got to check out all of the things that she's doing. And she's got a new book, Ultimate Intimacy, the Revolutionary Science of Female Sexual Health. You're busy, Dr. Carolyn. Hi, I miss you.
Hi, I miss you too. But I love listening to your show and all the amazing work you do. We women and couples need help out there, and you're doing it really, really well.
Thank you, Dr. Carolyn DeLucia, so are you. Okay, tell me about your book. All of a sudden, you text me. You're like, I have a book. I'm like, what? In what time did you have to write a book? Tell me about it.
My book's been brewing for about 2 years. And what I realized is being in the field of female sexual health for the past 5 years, and with all the women we see at the V-Spot in New York City, which I started, as you know, with my amazing partner, Cindy Barshop. And we have tried desperately to establish a location where women can feel safe to talk about any issues they're having with their female parts. And basically what I realized is that nobody knows that there's help out here for the normal conditions that occur as we go through life. And so many women, you out there, think you're the only one that's experiencing loss of urine with a cough or a sneeze, or vaginal burning pain when you have intercourse. These are not normal situations. They can be treated, and there's no reason to suffer in silence. So noticing that women just had no foundation of knowledge of these issues and how to treat them, I wrote the book, hopefully A to Z, for all you women out there suffering.
That's so great. What a great service, Carolyn, Dr. Carolyn, because it's so true. Like, it is such a taboo. And as you said, I mean, you've been practicing OBGYN for many years, and then in the sexual health.
30.
30 years. Right, 30 years. Okay, 30 years. Let's just say that's a lot of years.
Yep.
And I would say that just in the recent years, like with V-Spot, Medi-Spot, which by the way, if you are in New York, it is pretty amazing. It's basically a spa for your vagina. And I had a good time. I never wanted to leave. In the last 30 years now, what are you seeing now that's exciting you about, you know, solutions for women? Like, what do you think is happening now? Like, what is this book going to cover that maybe you didn't know about years ago or that women didn't know? Well, they still don't
that
know.
That there are painless, non-invasive, extremely effective, simple, fast procedures to address all of our female issues, like vaginal dryness, vaginal pain, vaginal looseness. Women after babies say they lose friction. And it's not all about our partners. It's about us enjoying the moment. This is empowering us as women to be active and willing participants in intimacy in our lives.
Right.
And I must say, and one of my patients today, we were talking, and I would love to hear your opinion on how a healthy sexual relationship has a trickle-down effect and a ripple effect on everything else in our lives.
Absolutely.
Do you agree?
Oh, yeah.
As having a healthy relationship?
Absolutely. If you're in a healthy relationship, a healthy sexual relationship especially, then everything else in your life is going to feel a lot better. You're going to be a better parent. You're going to be better at work. You're going to be a better sister, a better brother. You're going to be a better community member. But when there's a problem in your sexual relationship, in your marriage, and it's going to wreak havoc everywhere. And you're never going to be able to put your finger on it, maybe, because no one talks about sex except for me and you and a few other people
we
know. But really, like, so yes, absolutely. It's really important for women, but it's been so, you know, taboo until now. So I guess what we're saying is that, like, it's not normal, but the most normal thing is that we all have something. We have pain, or we have questions, or we have something going on. Then we just think, well, okay, sex has been painful since I was a kid or whenever, and I'm just going to have to live this way. Or, well, I sneeze and pee. That's just going to be my lot in life. I had a child, so that's part of being a mom. And we just don't have to live this way. What are some of the common things? You could even tell me today if you've seen a few people. What are some things that, you know, you've helped women with? I know we've talked, some of the new technology stuff that's happening.
Well, there's so many different technologies, and one of our favorites is what we call the Kegel throne.
Right.
It's the Ancella chair. Women sit on it fully clothed, and what it does is it forces your pelvic floor muscles to strengthen. And by sitting on it for 28 minutes, you're going to contract all those muscles like a Kegel exercise up to 11,000 times and regrow all that musculature down there that weakens over time from having babies and just standing upright and not doing Pilates, not doing yoga quite right, and not doing your Kegel exercises. So this will force you to do so and regrow that whole pelvic floor musculature into a nice, strong support. And the fun of it is that it's a simple procedure, painless, quick, twice a week for 3 weeks, and women no longer wet their pants.
Yeah.
Over 75% of women will no longer need to cross their legs.
Right.
They're
sitting there with the clothes on. Like, you sit with the clothes on, and it's like 11,000 Kegels. That's pretty amazing to me. Now, what about pain? Can we just talk about pain? Because even on the line right now, we have some people calling in about vaginismus, and people have just had pain during sex. Maybe they've always had it, or now they have it after childbirth, or they're going through perimenopause. Where do we start with that?
Okay, well, that's an excellent question, and we see this all day. There are many ways, and vaginismus is an extremely complicated situation because what it really is, for the most part, is an involuntary spasm of the musculature, and it's completely unintentional, but it often will begin with the fear of feeling pain. So women tighten up, and it's like a locked door. And
wait, you know what? You know, Carolyn, hold on 1 second. We have Holly on. Holly actually has a question about her vaginismus. She believes it is. And I want to put her on so you could help her. So let's have her on. Hey, Holly, thanks for calling. Hi, Holly.
Hello.
Hey, Holly, we're going to put you on with Dr. Carolyn DeLucia. She just started talking about it.
That is wonderful.
Okay, good. So, Vag, did you hear what she was saying here about the tightening?
I did, and that's exactly it.
Okay.
And what caused mine was, my husband and I have been married for 7 years. He is going to be 59 tomorrow. I'm 51. 2 years after we got married, I just felt like something wasn't quite right down there. So I went to the doctor. Long story short, I had cancer. It was right at the opening of my vagina. They went in and removed it, and everything has been fine. But, of course, the doctor said, 6 weeks until you can have intercourse. And let me tell you, we had the best sex I've ever had in my entire life. And I was just so over the moon about that. So, anyway, I go in. 6 weeks goes by, and we try it, and it's horribly painful. And I'm like, okay, well, we need to just wait a little bit longer. So we waited, ended up going back to the doctor 2 more times, and she said, basically, there is no physical reason why you can't have intercourse. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah. So, Dr. Carolyn, what do you think about that? Thank you, Holly.
Well, okay. Is the pain in the tissue, or is it with trying to penetrate? I hate to be that graphic, but I
helps.
Yeah, it's trying to penetrate, and it's just
okay.
I went to physical therapy. I went to this. I went to that. I've read books, and nothing works. It's just like you said, a door slams as soon as he comes near me.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, right. So that's classic vaginismus, and the muscles are probably really, really rock hard, completely unintentionally. So have you had anybody give you Botox injections in that area?
I have not.
Okay, that's the answer.
Wow.
So and it can work miraculously, and typically once and you're done. Now, one of the things I will say is that most physicians will also encourage you to get dilators that are graduated in size. You can buy the kits online you just put in vaginal dilators, and the kits come up, and they come out with a protocol, like how many times to try it a week and when to graduate in size. But I'm telling you, with the Botox injection, what the dilators do is they also give you the confidence of, oh my gosh, this doesn't hurt anymore.
Wow.
And then I'm going to go to the next guy. This doesn't hurt. This one looks like you, babe. It doesn't hurt. Let's go to it. So there you go. So that is an absolutely remarkable way of addressing the issue. There's a brand new product on the market called Nutox that is new to the string of medications like Botox and Dysport and Xeomin. It's supposed to kick in sooner, so I'm kind of excited. I haven't had anybody to try it on yet, but
Holly's
really
in California, but you got to come out here.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me. Well, thank you, Holly. Do you have any more questions? I think that was good.
Yes, I do, Emily. Actually, for you, it's really sad how our relationship has been, because we haven't had sex in 5 years.
Okay.
So, because of all this that's gone on. So, in the meantime, my husband is having problems because he has to urinate all the time. So, they put him on this medication where he can't ejaculate.
Oh, shit. So these fucking medications.
So then, they're kind of watching this. They're watching this medication. They're watching this, watching that. His testosterone is at 106.
Oh, dear.
So, he has no drive. He has nothing, and he feels horrible about it.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And we always laugh with each other. We have such a great relationship. And it's like, we can't have an affair because we can't do anything with anybody.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you guys can laugh. Couples that, laugh together, stay together. But Dr. Carolyn, what do you think about this now? So could the Imcella help with bladder? I mean, I don't think you need
Absolutely.
To take a pill, right? Yeah.
You got it. So when it
comes amazing.
To the losing urine or having to go so frequently, what we know is that the Amstella is also totally FDA cleared for men. So my rule is if you have a pelvis, you should have the best seat in the house, which is the Amstella. So yeah, come, the gentleman can sit on it as well, and it regains their pelvic floor musculature, improving not only their ability to hold their urine and sleep through the night, but also to be able to increase blood flow to their penis, which might help his erectile function.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes, yeah, and if he can safely replace the testosterone, that would even be better. So safe ways to do that. There's, I'm sure his urologist could help him and guide him there.
Yeah. All right, Holly. This was great. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. That was, thank you. Dr. DeLucia, I didn't forget, but this is true. We can talk about it now. The BTL Amstella can now be used for men can use it as well for incontinence.
That's right.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. And then also the bioidentical hormones, perhaps, if he goes to see his doctor about that. So tell me other things about your book. Correct. Let's talk about some things in your book that people can learn from this. Ultimate Intimacy, the revolutionary science of female sexual health. We don't know anything. Help us.
Well, you know, there's a whole chapter on just the anatomy. And I know you always describe, I know. And you know what? The book is mainly written for women. However, I know that a lot of men are going to say, oh my goodness, I want to read this. It's going to help me be a better lover. And I could then help my friend and help my wife. So I think that that, again, is a very important point, is that it always takes two to tango.
Yes, it does.
Now, when it comes to other topics in the book, we're going to talk about the intravaginal energy-based procedures that are available, painless lasers like the FemiLift and the radio frequency devices that are gone from lasting 40 minutes down to 8. So the progression and the advancements in this field is almost like cell phones. You know, we buy a brand new device, and within 6 months, there's a better phone on the market. There's a better procedure for female sexual health. And internationally, the whole field is exploding. So another area we explore is regenerative medicine. And those are areas of how to stimulate stem cells to create new tissue without actually having to derive our own stem cells. So there's platelet-rich plasma, there's use of exosomes. These are all brand new exploding areas, and way too difficult to go into detail here tonight, but are all in the book.
Okay, now we're going to give a shout out to our sponsors. Thank you, everyone, for listening and supporting them, supporting the show. We'll be right back. When I first heard about like BTL Amstella and some of these, where I first met you, I was like, oh, come on, a chair. Like, this is impossible. Like, you know, I care about Kegels. I have my iPhone app, Kegel Camp. Like, I know we need to do it, but these things actually do work. And it's amazing to me. Now, is this for women? Is it mostly women of a certain age? Or what about women who have painful sex in their 20s, let's say, or women who, are never been that lubricated? Like, does any of these help with the lubrication element of it and pain at any age?
Absolutely. So with menopause and sometimes just from childbirth and scarring, we can have either vaginal dryness or discomfort. And what these machines can do is grow new collagen and new elastin. The lasers work on the superficial skin inside the vagina, and it's kind of like doing a fractal on the face, but in the vagina, it's actually painless. It's causing little tiny holes from the laser, and the body's response to that is to heal those areas with new blood vessels and new collagen that brings an elasticity back to the walls as well as natural lubrication. Estrogen itself is what maintains our blood vessels in the vaginal wall, and that is how we naturally lubricate. But when those vessels are gone because of the lack of estrogen, it becomes like the Sahara Desert.
Right.
And we need to reboost and reignite those blood vessels. And the laser does that. So does the radio frequency at even a deeper level. And it's going to grow collagen, elastin, and blood vessels. Once again, increasing blood flow, increasing lubrication, a natural sense of arousal, and makes, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you forget what you didn't, what you knew almost as we get older. Like, oh, and when you get it back and it's functioning the way it should, you're like, oh my gosh, he's doing something right. I remember this.
Exactly. And then you actually like, oh yeah, wetness and desire, you know, and it can also increase pleasure.
Yeah.
Well, there was a woman called in early. I think it was Kristen, right? She called in and she was 45 and she was like, you know, and she's going to be listening. Hi, Kristen. And she said, oh, you know, my sister told me I was asexual because I haven't wanted to be in a relationship in the last year or so, or a few years. And she said, oh, and I said, no, I just think, you know, 45 years old, and we just keep sex top of mind, you know, make sure you know, again, it's not just going to hit us over the head when we're 45. We don't have the same kind of hormones. So what would you, you know, I said, like, you know, make sure, I said that you'd be talking and calling in, but for someone like that, well, we forget. So these sounds like we start doing prep, we start to kind of rejuvenate, you know, these blood cells and we remember that, oh yeah, and we're paying attention to it. That's the thing about even the act of sitting on the chair, for example. It's like you're paying attention to your pelvic floor. You remember it. You start to feel sensations again, and that can increase your desire and obviously increases pleasure. All of this overall.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So the other studies that we're doing, even on the Ancella, is how the increased blood flow and the strength of the muscles, which then increase the intensity of an orgasm, because orgasms do involve muscular contraction, how these machines can actually improve sexual function. So, and satisfaction and arousal. And as well, the best procedure when it comes to sensation and enjoyment of sex is the O-Shot, developed by Dr. Charles Runnels in Fairhope, Alabama. Call out to him. Wonderful trademark procedure that, when done by a certified physician, is painless, increases blood flow and nerve to the clitoris and to the G-spot area, which will improve the ability to maybe achieve a vaginal orgasm. We know that's the perfect storm. That's what I call it.
That's amazing. But so they can, they can, the perfect storm, right, when that happens. So you know what, Carolyn, I remember, and people can find this all out at the V-Spot, MediSpot too in New York, but this is something, I think we first started talking about this, Jamie, this is correct, when Dr. Carolyn was on, about the anatomy, like, like what about just the thumb, right? If the women who are more likely to orgasm are women through intercourse, are women whose clitoris is closer to their vaginal opening.
That's correct. That's correct. So a shorter distance between the clitoris and the vaginal opening, and that can vary up to 3 inches, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And when it's quite that far, it's a lot less likely to be engaged in indirect touch when you're having penetration. But when it's really close, within a centimeter or half an inch to an inch, it's much more likely. And what we do also understand, and what most women don't realize, is that our clitoris is not just that little pink piece that we can see. There's a horseshoe of tissue involved in our clitoris that goes from that tip and bends down like a horseshoe down both sides of the vagina. So with the stretch of penetration, that clitoris is being kind of pulled upon and increases our ability to be aroused.
The clitoral legs, So yeah. True. Okay, that's we have another. Right. Yeah, exactly. The legs. People just think it's a little love button, and it's not. Okay, we got another
that's
call.
Right.
I know. Love you. Okay, we always agree. Okay, we've got another call. Come on. We've got
David 50 in New Jersey.
Hey, David. You're on with Emily and Dr. Carolyn DeLucia.
Hi, Emily. Hi, Dr. DeLucia. How are you?
Good.
Oh, I'm good. Nice to meet you, Dave.
It's my pleasure. So, listen, you may have just answered my question, but basically what I wanted to know was that if there were only one thing you could impart to men about female anatomy or sexuality, what would it be?
Oh. I think that would be it.
The clitoris.
You're absolutely right, David. That there's more to the clitoris than what you can see. And that actually stimulation of the G-spot and the clitoris simultaneously is involving what we are calling the orgasmic system. And when you do include simultaneous stimulation of the G-spot and the clitoris, that's a very good move.
Yeah.
That sounds like it would take tremendous coordination.
Well,
not at all.
It doesn't have to. It's only about, you know, the G-spot's only about an inch and a half inside to 2 inches inside the vaginal opening.
And that's correct.
Yeah. So you could easily massage them at the same time, or you could use a toy. I would also say the big thing to understand female anatomy, well, I guess it was an anatomy and sexuality, would be that, you know, that it's more than just, you know, having a penis, that it is about understanding how women get aroused, how they get turned on, and like actually talking to your partner and saying like, what turned you on? What's, you know, what's arousing to you? Let's figure out. I'd love to please you. I want to be your best lover. Let's figure out what makes you feel good. Cause it's a little bit easier for men to get pleased, but I think the more interest you take in your female partners about, you know, their pleasure, the better. And that does involve the clitoris for most.
And there are other erogenous zones. We have our neck,
the nipples.
Yes.
We forget about the nipple orgasm. Anyway, I can't help but stick that in every once in a while. Yes, the neck. It's true. The neck is sorely skipped over too many times.
Yes.
Yeah.
What part of the neck?
Honestly, the nape of the neck, all of the neck. I think.
Anywhere.
We'll say the nape, but there are so many nerve endings. The back of the neck, the nape of the neck, that the forearm can feel good. Like, honestly, if you slow things down, if you get a massage candle or something and you put a blindfold on your partner and you pour that warm massage oil on them and you start to slowly massage their body and move that oil around like that, I'm telling you, you're going to find more, David, you're going to find more erogenous zones than you know what to do with. Slow everything down.
Got it. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, David. Thanks for calling. I love that question. Hi, Dr. C.
It's a great question.
It is a good question.
Definitely a great question. Yeah.
Okay, so your book is Ultimate Intimacy, The Revolutionary Science of Female Sexual Health. We're going to put this into the show notes so people can check it out. And is there anything else, like anything else that we missed here?
Yes.
Tell me everything.
Well, the only other thing is that along with the book, we're going to be offering a way for women to really figure out for themselves how to help their personal system and their personal issues. So if they're interested in learning more about how to add to what they learn from the book and to add along with the book, they can just drop us a note at vivagyn@yahoo.com, and we will send you all the information on how to get that. Visit us at the V spot, that kind of
the
thing.
The V spot of the New York. Okay. So for any woman of all ages, if they have any questions about what's going on with their sexual functioning, their sexual health, you can help them.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Carolyn DeLucia. We're going to put all this in the show notes, everyone. It's sexwithemily.com. Congratulations on your book. And I can't wait to see you soon. Next time I'm in New York, we're going to hang out.
I can't wait.
Thank you.
We better get together.
We will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Of course.
Bye,
thank you. Bye. Thank you so much, Dr. Karen DeLucia. And thank you to all of my amazing listeners. I love hearing from you. And thanks to my amazing team, Ken, Kristen, Michelle, Elisa, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.